الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. With regard to our wazaif and ma'mulat that we should be reading, one very, very important wazifa, very short, most important and most beneficial, is this hadith is mentioned in the kitab Kanzul Ummal, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting amongst the sahaba in majlis, and in that majlis he mentioned that riya, to do things for name and fame, to do it for show, creeps into the heart of a person in such a way like a black ant walking on a black stone in a pitch black night. Nobody can see it, nobody can hear it, nobody knows of it. More stealthier than that, more secretly than that, riya comes into the heart of a person. And that person, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, they don't even know riya came in. If you know that you are doing things for show, you will prevent yourself, you will refresh your niyat. But you don't even know. In such a way, shaitan brings it in. Allah rewards Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, O Allah's Rasul, in that case, all of us will be destroyed on the day of Qiyamah. That is, our whole life we made amal, and we did it for show, for name, and we didn't even know. So we didn't make tawbah, and it was done for show. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Hazrat Abu Bakr's great favor upon the Ummah. And we should read, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that when he asked, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that I will show you a dua, teach you a dua. It will save you from all types of riya, the little of it, the lot of it. What is done openly, what is done privately, all types of riya, you will be saved. So this dua is indispensable. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explaining this, he says a person becomes an alim. For 7 years he goes to maktab. Then say he spends another 3 years becoming a hafiz, it's 10 years. Then he becomes an alim 7 years. Then he does some tachassus, qiraat, goes for jamaat 1 year, another 3 years, 20 years of his life. And then he serves deen, perhaps another 40, 50 years of his life. But if all this, and he didn't know it was done for riya, for show, all is gone down the drain. Not only down the drain, in fact there is punishment. Allah will take him to task for it. To get saved from all that and to make valuable all our amal. And that is for all of us. Perhaps 50 years, 60, 70 years we're making ibadat. But it is done for show. And we don't know. That is the serious part. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, read this dua, Allah will save you from all. So the diagnosis is also done by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, which can never be a wrong diagnosis. And the prescription, the medicine prescribed is also from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, which can never be a wrong medicine. It's the perfect medicine. And how short? اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أشرك بك وأنا أعلم وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم. Very similar to the fifth kalima we read. اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أشرك بك شيئا وأنا أعلم به وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم به تبت عنه وتبرعت. So this dua, let us read it together. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. It is written in the wazifa kitab also. So please, every minimum once a day we should read it. If we read it every morning, every evening with our duas, inshallah, and we will see when this ikhlas starts coming in a person, you yourself will see the difference in your condition. Sometimes a person does things and it looks like sincerity, but inside there may be many wrong intentions. So with this one dua and Qurban Chai, no matter how much we make dua, which is Durood Sharif, that we read for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he taught us every fine point of deen. Not one point did he leave that he did not teach us. It's just for us to make the amal. If you have wonderful dishes in front of you, roast and biryani and all types of desserts and all types of juices, but you don't eat any of them. You can't. When you start eating it, then you get. And if you eat good health food, then you'll see your health improves. If you live a good healthy lifestyle, then you'll see your life is good. And if you live a proper deeni life, that is not just knowing about it, not just having it, but when we actually start living it, then you start getting. And if anyone, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panipuri, Rahmatullah, is to give this example, on a busy road, a freeway, all the cars are zooming and going, but you are stuck there. So you can't blame cars, cars are bad, I'm stuck here. All are moving. My car is the problem. So if I'm not getting the benefits of deen, a peaceful life, that contact with Allah, that it doesn't mean deen hasn't got it. If there's a fault with me, I must check myself, I must correct myself. Why are things going wrong in my life? Why am I having problems all the time in my life? There's something wrong with me, not something wrong with deen. Deen, where and where people have reached and are reaching also presently. And all, men, women, old, young, women, boys, girls, where and where people are reaching. If I'm being left out, I'm out in the cold, in the dark, it's my problem. I must correct myself. And the solution to any and all our problems is not with somebody else. It is within ourselves. It's not because of somebody that my parents didn't give me a good upbringing or the environment I am. I'm here in this country and here the environment is very bad. Nothing. It's all within oneself. Our success and failure, Allah did not keep it in somebody else's hands. It is with us. It's we have to apply ourselves. Allah give us all tawfiq. With regard to this ayat which we have been discussing, in which Allah Ta'ala says, those who bring iman and do righteous deeds, Allah will create love for those people. And that love is from Allah. Allah will love you. And when Allah loves you, then everything comes right automatically. And then you get what is called ijtiba, that Allah pulls you towards Him. What we have to do, we must concentrate on iman and amal-e-saliha. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panipuri, Rahmatullah, he gives a very good example for this also. He says, a father tells his son, for example, if you pass matric, I will give you a BM. The son now is just interested in the BM, going from showroom to showroom to look at BMs. In our time, on the internet, he's going and looking different features, different models, different, all the range of all that. Now he's not studying. His just mind is in the BM. In his mind, he's already driving the BM, and he's dressing up accordingly, how I'm going to be sitting in my BM, how are my actions, body actions will be. All those things he's thinking. So what natural consequence is going to fail his exam. And after failing, he comes to his daddy, my BM. But daddy will give him one kick, that your BM, I told you if you pass. So he had to do what was his duty, to work, study, and he should pass. The choice of the BM was the father's work. He should, all the arrangement, to get it, to register it, to do everything. That was, now we do what we don't do what we have to do. That we must have bring iman, amal in our lives. That we don't do. And we are looking for that we must, people must love us, people must respect us, we must get everything smooth. We must concentrate what we have to do. So we must concentrate on bringing proper iman in our lives. First of all, iman, then make sure it is the correct iman. And then see that it is the best, the highest grade of iman. Our yaqeen, all that. and our amal, bring amal in our lives, and then see whether my amal are correct or not, whether my wuzu is correct, whether my namaz is correct or not. All those things, and then the best level of namaz. We don't have to worry for the results that Allah is going to give us. We must worry of doing our job. If you hire somebody to work for you, you give job description, this is your work. And then you tell him, I'll pay you so much. Now he is worried all the time of the wages. And he's not worried of doing his work. So he'll be fired before the first payment also. So he must worry of doing his work, what he has to do. So yeah, and our matter is not what a boss that takes work and then doesn't pay you, or just last minute he fires you and he doesn't allow work, is with Allah Ta'ala. And there is no doubt that Allah will go back on his word whatsoever. We must do what we want to. So in this, that love which is created from Allah Ta'ala's side, it comes. And then it is placed in everyone. It is for those people in the tafsir of this ayat that they gain their closeness to Allah. The greatest closeness is by our farais. To be very, very conscious to see that we're doing our farais. We should not be caught up in the trap like many of the even peers, the false peers, that they don't even do their farais. And they prescribe and perhaps do also a lot of wazifas. And perhaps even wazifas, that also we must be very careful if we are reading the wrong wazifas. Wazifas with words of shirk in them, for example. And many other things. So we must be doing the correct thing. So our farais are the most important. And then a person keeps on gaining closeness to Allah, it comes in the hadith, by his nawafil. Which unfortunately, by and large, the general public also, the khawas, the special people also, we just don't regard nafil as anything. We don't perform it. So how are we going to gain closeness to Allah Ta'ala? Apa says at home when we go on safar, she sees that those ladies who are in safar also, they namaz rush through it. And after that sit with ease and comfort and now with the phone. If it was some important work you had, it was different. But now just to sit with the phone all the time, or just chatting, gossiping, just start talking all the time. No, first do what we are supposed to do. So our nawafil are very, very important. So only with our nawafil does a person progress and gain closeness to Allah. And the doors open with farais. But then how much a person is going inside is dependent on his nawafil. Farais are also limited. We can't make more than two fajr, farrs. We can't make more than four farrs zohar. It's only one we can make. And after that, our wajibat are also limited. We can't add on the wajib. Sunnat-e-muakkada are also limited. It's only on the nafal. And the nafal also, those which are prescribed are prescribed. We should ask those who perhaps think that I'm pious and I make amal. Besides that which is prescribed, how much more am I doing? For example, if we just had some free time, say on a Sunday or whenever, did I ever think, let me make two rakats more? Our Isha, 17. If there are people making 17, do we think that we make another two? Zohar, 12. I completed my 12. Let me make another two, another 20 rakats. The thought doesn't come to us. And in fact, like awwabin is between 6 and 20 rakats. There may be many who read 6, but did I read once in my life even 20 rakats? Chashd is 12. Perhaps one, two times I read my chashd namaz, 2 rakats. But even once in my life did I read 12. So tahajjud, 8 rakats. That may be inshallah we're reading, but many of us, we are happy I'm making tahajjud because we just managed 2 rakats. That I made my 2 rakats, I'm a tahajjud guzar. But actually, that tahajjud, what is called tahajjud, if we understand, and from the word juhud, effort, what effort are we making? Tahajjud, jihad, juhud, all in the same category, same kettle of fish, effort that a person must make. Not just 2 Wal asri inna atayna. I just made my two rakats tahajjud. I'm tahajjud guzar. If we read the tahajjud guzar, what they, how long they used to read. So that is what is required. So Allah give us tawfiq to read our nawafil, to bring it into our lives. So for certain nawafil which are prescribed in the hadith, and great, great virtues, and especially like Ramadan, during the day is rozas, we are keeping alhamdulillah, so a person is in ibadat all the time. Even he's in the toilet also, he's with rozas. He doesn't go and put one peanut in his mouth when he's in the toilet or something. His roza is maintaining it. So at all times we got our roza, so we in ibadat. So the night ibadat that we have to do is the qiyam of the night, which is in Ramadan the most important, our taraweeh. That also we should try and do it properly. Don't look for the earliest taraweeh. Don't look for the fastest taraweeh. Look for taraweeh that is done properly. On one occasion in Dioban, the great ulama of that time, few in number, Allah doesn't look at quantity. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, if you are running a Darul Uloom with 5,000 students, but it's not accepted by Allah, it's zero, it's nothing. And if you're running a Darul Uloom without buildings also, just in the front room of your house, just in the masjid, one corner of the masjid, and a full Darul Uloom is running with 5 students, then it's maqbool by Allah. It is everything. So that is what is important. So this Taraweeh is just a few of the great ulama. And when Hazrat Mufti, the name will come of Dioban, who was Mufti Mahdi Hassan, it was Mufti Mahdi Hassan or the Mufti before him anyway. He was reading, and when he came to the ayat, Yawma tubla sarair, the day when secrets will be thrown open, that is Qiyamah day. And he repeated this ayat, Yawma tubla sarair, Yawma tubla sarair, the day when everyone's private, which he thought nobody knew, it will be made public in front of the whole world, all. From Adam al-Islam till Qiyamah Day, all the people, they started screaming out. Some felt unconscious. They lost themselves. So that kind of a taraweeh. Not just one smooth saving, but with the meanings, with the thought of it, and repeating the ayahs of where the mercy of Allah and the azab of Allah, like that taraweeh and Qiyamah Day, that is something different. So anyway, we should try and read more our nawafil and try and be regular with at least that which has been prescribed. Fortunate are those who go above that also. And from their own side, they do more also. For example, rozas are prescribed, 30 rozas of Ramzan, 29-30. Then we have 3 days a week, 2 Monday-Thursday rozas. We have the Muharram, we have Zulhijjah rozas, many other rozas. But besides that also, just to keep a roza in the love of Allah. One person met a shepherd. He was herding his animals. And he spoke to him. He found that he's a roza. And it's a hot, hot day. Very hot day. So he said, on this hot day you kept roza. And it's not even a Monday or Thursday. Not even a yami beer. So he says that a yami khadiya. 3 days. I got nothing. Just watching my animals. I'm sitting under the tree, I've got no work to do, so why mustn't I keep a roza? So we don't think like that, just let me fill it up. What I think, I've got nothing in my mouth, put this chocolate also, put that also. Everything, there has to be something in the mouth, and something has to be in our mind, all wrong things also. We bring this wrong thought, we bring that wrong thought, but the right things, we should bring that into our lives. So, and that is a sign that now I got connection with Allah. When not we just do the farais, we say this is a worker, that really the boss loves this worker. It's not the one who clocks in 8 o'clock exactly and goes off 5 o'clock, but the boss, he's there before time. And he when he's leaving also, he's like reluctantly leaving. And before he leaves, we can put this also right, put that also on his plate. So the boss sees this is a different worker. like that. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah explains the concept of Rabta and Zabta. Zabta is to do things according to the rules, what we have to do, what we are supposed to do. And Rabta is in love what a person does. So Maulana gives an example, you have got a cook, you have hired to cook food for you. He does his work properly, he cooks the food, he puts it there, it's there now. That is Zabta. He did what he was supposed to do. Now you must dish out, you must eat. And Rabta, that cook, he did his duty, he cooked also. But he dishes out for you also. And while you are eating, he's sitting and you want water, he brings water. You wanted this, he sees to that. He sees you are coughing, he looks after you. What a difference between the two. Both of them have done their duty, but that one went that extra mile. What a difference with Allah Ta'ala. One is that of Zabta. What we are supposed to do, we have done it. And one is of Rabta. Something from our side. From Allah's side here. One time, Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi was invited by a person. So, he asked, Hadrat, what will you eat? So he said, for us, well, dar is good. We enjoy dar. And he virtually only cooked dar. So Maulana said, fine, you cook what I told. But didn't you also have a desire to give me something from your side also? Some people are so much on haqiqat and majaz. Haqiqat is that what a reality of thing is. And majaz is the figurative meaning. So one person had a friend he should visit when he went to town from his village, stay by him, eat there, stay over, do all his work of town. When he comes back, so after some time he say, every time I come, I visit you, I stay by you, you also come visit me sometime. So you also come and eat some dal roti. That is just majaz. It doesn't mean literally dal roti. It means you come and eat food from me. Doesn't mean really simple food. It just means, well, you come, I will host you, I will also. That's the majaz of it. The haqiqat is actually you only put dal roti, nothing else. So when he came, he found only dal roti. So then there was a dog outside that's coming, and his dog also wants some food from the door. So it comes, it barks, it's walking around there. So this person told it, you get from here, run away, otherwise I'll break your legs. So the dog was still coming, so this visitor told the dog that you better run. Yeah, it's no majaz. It's not that he's just warning you, I'll break your leg. Yeah, it's haqiqat. He will actually break your leg. Because he is just haqiqat. So Allah give us tawfiq. With Allah we have the ta'alluq of rabta, of muhabbat. Not only that Allah told us to do that much also we not doing. How much Allah has told us, that much we not doing also. And we have got big hopes of great returns. At least to how much we are supposed to. And those of us who are here, who have come, we want to make ta'alluq with Allah. We want to make our islah. It means have that close connection with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala in His kindness also has prescribed certain namazes for us, which is for our rabta, for our love connection with Allah Ta'ala. One is awwabin. Awwabin is another name for tawwabin. Tawwabin, those who make a lot of tawbah. In the Quran Sharif, Allah says, Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin. Allah loves those people who make a lot of tawbah. Those who cleanse themselves properly and those who make a lot of tawbah. So in that also, in cleansing ourselves, the ulama have written that when we do our istinja, don't just do it with the water. And in the days of before, with the mud cloth. Now, a tissue, paper. Don't just do with one of the two. Do with both. What is called istibra. So a person who is conscious of coming closer to Allah, our istinja also, use first a tissue paper to blot any urine drops. And it works also at the same time like a blotting paper. When we were small, those days, now small children also start already on the keypad. Those days with the ink pen and the ink pot, and then the school should give you a blotting paper also. That if too much ink came out, then you blotted that. So this works like that. It blots all that urine and sort of sucks out. It takes out everything. So now you are clean, and then you wash, and Allah loves those people who make, who use mud cloths or who use tissue paper, and after that wash themselves. So that also we should try and do. So Allah loves those people, and Allah loves the mutatahhirin, and also the tawwabin. So Maghrib is another namaz, tawwabin, awwabin is another name for tawwabin. So just the love of Allah is more than enough to stir a person. If any person knows that my beloved will love me more if I do this, if I buy this kind of chocolate, if I give this kind of a gift, you go out of your way to do it. So to make Allah happy, we should make our awwabin. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who makes awwabin namaz, first, awwabin is between 6 and 20 rakats. The minimum is 6 and 20. And in this, in the riwayat that comes, man salla sitta rak'atim ba'd al-maktuba. The awwabin is a person who reads 6 nafal namazes after the faras. From here, the ulama, the fuqaha, and the muhaddithin have got a different interpretation, that the 6 rakats, is it 6 after the faras, or is it 6 after Maghrib, which includes 2 sunnahs and then another 6. The more accepted view of our ulama is that we take it on its face value, 6 after the Ba'd al-Maktuba, in which the 2 sunnat and mu'akkada are included already. And that makes it so much more easier for us. 2 sunnat and mu'akkada are included. Two nafals, the ummah generally reads after Maghrib. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali puts it in this beautiful way, you only have to read 2 more rakats. And even if you're reading them sitting, which is nafal, and or you read it wal asr and inna atina, but your other 4 are done with the 2 6. 2 of sunnat and mu'akkada will be done, and the same 2 will be included in your 6 of awwabin also. So you have read awwabin. More better is after the 2 sunnats, read 6 also. But at least for a starting, even just read 4. We read the 2-3 faras of Maghrib, 2 sunnats mu'akkada of Maghrib, and then another 4. Read it with 1 salam, or read more better, 2 rakats with 2 salams. So much. And if you read 6 after the 2 sunnats, even more better. A person who reads that, he gets the sawab of 12 years of ibadat. Now just to understand that, you are working for your boss, your knock-off time is 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, a delivery comes, or a very special customer, and the boss tells you, if you give me 5 minutes more, I will give you 12 years wages. Now if his wages is 10,000 rand a month, 120,000 for the year, for 12 years, how much is it? Near 150,000 or more. 2.4 million, just for that 5 minutes. So Allah says, you finish your faras Maghrib, you finish your sunnat and mu'akkada, you finish it, read another 2, just read 2 more you have to read to make your awwabin. And then I'll give you 12 years of ibadat sawab. If a boss tells you like that, yet you're earning 10,000 a month and you just give me 5 minutes extra today, and I'll give you 2.4 million or whatever, you'll think the boss is he had too much of to drink something today, or he's not in his mind, he didn't sleep well, he's not in his mind. And if he has to give me that, he'll have to sell out his whole business, his whole house and everything to give me. But Allah is prepared to give it, and Allah gives it every night. And our 2 rakats of nafil, it doesn't take 5 minutes. It doesn't take 2 minutes, our nafil. How quick? We are not talking of that nafil. People should spend 3-4 hours, read 10 suparas, 15 suparas. Our 2 nafils are wal asr and inna atina. Patent, we registered it. That is what we're going to read every time. Wal asri inna atina. But even if we read that, pay attention to the meaning, and it will enrich you tremendously. though they are the shortest surahs of the Quran Sharif, but every letter, every the shortest surah, everything has got great wealth and treasure in it. And then this 12 years of ibadat sawab. Now, which ibadat? Whose ibadat? Which ibadat of 12 years? Your ibadat. If you are just making very little ibadat, according to that, if you are earning 10,000, then you get 12 years ibadat sawab at 10,000. If your earning is 50,000, now your earning for that two, for your nafil, will be 12 years of your of 50,000. And if you are earning 100,000 a month, according to that, so generally, by and large, increase our ibadat. Now when we make our awabin, we're going to get the sawab of 12 years of our ibadat sawab. How much we are doing. It's all for grabs. And that is throughout the year. In Ramadan, this nafil becomes a value of a faraz. And the whole lifetime's faraz cannot equal one nafil, cannot equal a faraz. What isn't there for us? So make our awabin, do it properly. As the announcement is made, the brothers who make khidmat, they also have to eat, they also have to get ready for Isha. So make our awabin short. Never make it quick. Any namaz, don't make it quick. When you have to, make it short. But don't rush through the namaz. Instead of reading Surah Baqarah and Ali Imran, 2.5 suparas, read wal asri, wal inna atayna when you are in a rush. But don't rush and read. Read it, instead of reading 11 times, subhana rabbi al-ala, read it 3 times, read it 1 time. If you are in a hurry. But don't, subhanallah, that you don't even know what you read. And the malaika also, kiram and katibin, you put them also. Now what must we record here? What was he reading here? So read it, read short, but don't rush. So Allah Ta'ala, so this awabin, 6 rakats, and when Allah will put the love of it, you will enjoy reading it. And the great enjoyment. If you're a person who reads his awabin namaz, all his gunas are forgiven, even if they are equal to all the foam of all the oceans of the world. The foam that is made by the waves throughout the world, when it's high tide, even more it comes. When it's low tide, the waves come in smoothly, little, but high tide. And when there's a storm in the sea, when there's a tsunami, what are the all that foam? How much is it? All, even if your guna is equal to that, Allah will forgive it. So how can't I read my awabin? What is it just that to rush for my supper? Or what am I rushing for? Rushing for a program on the TV or something? For what am I rushing? Take our time, read our awabin properly. So Allah, awabin namaz between 6 and 20. And sometimes when we are out in Jamaat, one Jamaat I saw, the only Jamaat once that came to our place when we were in Germiston from Lahore, Masturat Jamaat, and after Maghrib was time for Gusht also and time for Awabin. And those who want to can easily combine both. Otherwise we'll say we're going to make our Awabin, we can't make our Gusht, because it's the same time you do this or you do that. Or we will set for Gusht Bayan, we won't do our Awabin. How beautifully they did it. There were about 5-6 brothers. One was giving the Gusht Bayan, the others were sitting. One got up in one corner of the masjid, short, he finished his awabin. He came back, he sat down. Another one got up, went to another corner of the masjid, he made his awabin. So by the time the Gusht Bayan was over, all made their awabin also, and Gusht Bayan also. And now ready to go for Gusht. Where if you want to do it, you can do it. But if you don't want to, agar tu hi na chahe, to baate hazar hai. And if you want to, you can easily do both, combine it and do both also. So our awabin namaz, Allah give us tawfiq. It's a great namaz. It's a sign of the pious people who engage in awabin namaz. And it's not difficult. For a start, read short surahs also. But make, and for start, After the two sunnat muakkada, read another four. Our awabin will be done. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then another namaz, which is, we should pay more attention, is tahajjud namaz. Tahajjud namaz is in Ramadan particularly, but throughout the year we should try and make. The time of tahajjud starts from after we have finished our faraz. And faraz, we must do it complete, or the nawafil, everything. But the basics of faraz, of Isha, are the four faraz of Isha, two sunnat and muakkada. The minute you have read four faraz of Isha, two sunnat and muakkada, your Isha is finished. And tahajjud time starts after Isha. This is the awwal waqt. The afzal, the best time, is in the last sixth of the night, what we normally call tahajjud time. Round about 3 o'clock, half past 3, 4 o'clock nowadays, that time. That's the best time. But the awwal waqt is from here, from after Isha. It starts already. So the minute you have finished your faraz of Isha, which means the four faraz, two sunnat and muakkada, you can read your tahajjud already. And the ulama, fuqaha, have made tasrih clear, qabla an-nawm, before your sleeping also. It's not necessary you have to sleep. Even before sleeping, you can read it. And the fact that we all know that witr namaz in Ramadan, we make it with the imam. We make it together. The actual time of witr, which is a standing order of Sharia now, that person who knows that he will get up for tahajjud, he should make his witr namaz tahajjud time, not after Isha. But fuqaha have given permission, because it has the time of witr and the time of tahajjud is the same. So witr also we make after Isha. Whole year we make it after Isha. Whereas even then, the best time for witr is for that person who knows, I will get up for tahajjud, he must make it at the last, he must not make it after Isha. But you can make it because the time has come in. The same way, tahajjud, you can make, the time has come in already. The time of tahajjud starts straight after completion of Isha namaz. The afzal, best time is that time. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali puts it in a very beautiful way. Hazrat says that for a beginner, or for example, in summer when nights are short, then make your tahajjud after Isha. And this is like eating dal roti, just a simple food, or sandwiches with tea, or sandwiches with rooibos tea, not even milk in there. Just some simple meal you are having. And when it comes to winter, when the nights are long, or now you no more a beginner, you have gone further, then read the tahajjud in its afzal time. And that tahajjud in its afzal time is like biryani. It's like roast. It's like a braai. And even if you made your tahajjud after Isha, and at that time when you get the smell of biryani, though you ate full after Isha, but your appetite will open again, and you'll be ready to eat more, then you make your tahajjud at that time, that you are alone with your Allah, and now you are pouring your heart out to Allah at tahajjud time. So make your tahajjud for a beginning. And Hazrat says, even if you're in a sitting position, and even if you read the shortest surahs, but your tahajjud will be made, and on the day of Qiyamah, you will be raised up with all the tahajjud guzar. It comes in the hadith, that announcement will be made on Qiyamah's day, that all who used to make tahajjud guzar, the tahajjud guzar, get up. And when they get up, they will be said, go straight to Jannah. No hisab kitab for you people. You stood up for me in the middle of the night, and you made your tahajjud, you go. So those who made the tahajjud after Isha, who made it just short, sitting position, small surahs they read, they will be also included in that group. They won't be in the front, first saf, where people were reading 10 suparas in their tahajjud. They were reading whole Quran in their tahajjud. But you won't be left out of that group. And what Allah will make fazl on that group, that fazl will be on you also. Though you were among the very weak ones of that tahajjud. But just make your tahajjud even two rakat, and you are part of that. The ulama, jazahumullah khair, have written how many kitabs on the virtues of tahajjud. In all languages you get it. But in one hadith, four great virtues are mentioned for those who make tahajjud. The first hadith virtue is da'bu salihin. It is the practice of the pious people. So you will be included by Allah amongst the pious people, the salihin. And the salihin are very great people. الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. You will be included in those people. In that four category of four great people whom Allah has enlisted, you will be amongst them. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains another great benefit of it. The minute you are included amongst the Salihin, Hazrat says that by Allah Ta'ala there is one register kept amongst the many registers of all the Salihin, who are the Salihin in the world. And just by you making your two rakats, your name is included in that register. You are counted amongst the Salihin. And the minute you are amongst the Salihin, every Musalli in the world, somewhere in the Congo Basin, somebody somewhere in the Amazon forest, somewhere in the jungles of and the Himalaya mountains, at the foot of the Himalaya mountains, some person is making namaz, a young boy, an old lady, everyone in their namaz are making dua for you. How is that? Everyone in his namaz is saying, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Peace of Allah be upon us and upon ibadillahi salihin. By you reading the two rakats, you entered into the salihin. You got registered. Now whoever in the world is making, and 24 hours around the clock, there is namaz carrying on in the world. When the sun rises in Fiji, the next day, when people make Isha in the west side of America, the next sun rises already in Fiji. 24 hours the sun is rising different places at different times. The difference between Shafi and Hanafi time, Awwal time and later time, because of that 24 hours there is namaz carrying on. Because you just read your tahajjud, you entered amongst the salihin, 24 hours namazis in the world are making dua for you. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. And just that it is the practice of the pious people, what a great thing. So da'bu salihin. Second, qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum. You become the favorite of Allah Ta'ala. Allah loves you. Just on virtue of the two rakats, even after Isha, you become a favorite of Allah Ta'ala. And the third is, manhiyatun anil ithm. This is the powerhouse to stop you from guna. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained it, where electricity comes from, where electricity is produced. Then with all this, we see this pylons, poles, electric wires, and it is then distributed throughout the country. As it's going, it's becoming weaker, weaker. But then everywhere they got a substation to boost it again, to make that electricity stronger again. So everywhere you'll find the So tahajjud is like the substation. It boosts all that again. And now it gives you that power to stay away from guna. Many of us, perhaps all of us, gunas that we know are in our lives, which we hate, we don't want to do, but we're not getting the strength to do it. We feel weak, and we get involved in the guna. Whatever it might be, ghibat, backbiting, looking at woman, whatever it might be, we get involved. So by tahajjud namaz, tahajjud will say, it is manhiya. It will stop us from gunas. One is we want to stop ourselves, it's not easy. One is tahajjud will stop us. And mukaffaratul lisayyatikum. The gunas we had committed previously are also forgiven. And it stops you from making gunas also. So many virtues of tahajjud. And especially month of Ramadan, last Ashara, we shouldn't be lacking at all in our tahajjud. Make our tahajjud. And make it like after the four farz of Isha now, then before Taraweeh, two Sunnat and Muakkada we all make. Make two rakat. That is already your tahajjud. And make niyat of tahajjud. Make your 20 rakats of witr, of Taraweeh. make your 3 rakats of witr, make another 2 nafil namaz, and then make niyat of tahajjud also, and then get up tahajjud time again, and make some 2, 4, 8 rakats of tahajjud there also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's common practice was of 8 rakats of tahajjud. Minimum is 2 up to 8. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam should make his witr also at that time. The Salafis got mixed up, and the tahajjud of 8, they put that for taraweeh of 20. That was for tahajjud, 8 rakats which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam should make. So Allah give us tawfiq of tahajjud also. Great, great rewards. Then other nawafil, which in the month of Ramadan we should try and read, is Ishraq namaz. Ishraq namaz is after the sun is risen, reasonably one spear length, which normally is gauged at about 13 minutes after sunrise. Then make your Ishraq namaz. That also is the awwal time. The last time of Ishraq namaz is Zawal time. When the sun reaches the zenith, Zawal time, when Zawal time we are not allowed to make namaz. Just till before that is the whole time. And the same time is for Chasht also. Chasht namaz starts after Ishraq. After we have made our Ishraq, the time of Chasht starts already. And both end there, just before Zawal time. So make your 2 rakats. And like now, Fajr is early we're reading, and a person finds it hard. You can read your Ishraq later also. The time is how many, about say from 6:30 or round about there, till about 12:15. So you got about 6 hours to make it. So even if you go home, you can make your sawab will be less. The best is Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's Mubarak habit was, after Fajr, he would sit in his place, read his wazifas, make his muraqabah, etc. And very common at that time, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to ask the Sahaba, anyone saw any dream this night? And then some discussion on that. But at that time, to engage in our zikr and that, till when the sun has risen, reasonably, 13 minutes roughly after sunrise, then make your Ishraq. That's the best. But if you make it later, you go home and you make it, you go and do some work also, you will still get the sawab of Ishraq. Though the sawab will be less, but you will still get the sawab. So it's not difficult at all. So try and make our Ishraq. If it is now, Ishraq namaz a bit later, when we sleep away, when we get up, then make niyat of Ishraq also, make niyat of Chasht also. Chasht, we all understand now is Chasht time already. But Ishraq and Chasht, the time is from after sunrise till the sun reaches its zenith. So, and Ishraq is between 2 and 4 rakats. Chasht is between 2 and 12 rakats. And ask myself that even if I'm making Chasht, but once in my life, whether I make 12 rakats, at least once make 12 rakats. How many times of our life we had the full meal? Seldom perhaps we just had the very basics of a meal. For breakfast, when can I remember that I only had a banana, or I only had one plate of tea, or one cup of tea? But our breakfast has been always full. Our lunch has been always full. Not just little, but one too little and slam in a hurry, but full. But our deen, always empty. If at least once we could have a full meal of deen, our Ishraq, our Chasht, how good it will be. And reality is, the people in the Qubur, people who are in the Qabristan, even those who were not making their namazes, etc., but the minute you reach there, and Allah shows them the condition of the people of the world, they get surprised, especially at their family people, that they got free time and they're not making namaz. That after, for example, winter, Isha, in some places by 6:45, already Isha time, 7 o'clock you finish. Fajr is going to be 6:30, 7 o'clock. What a long night. And these people are not making even 2 rakats of namaz. They're just lying around, talking, just wasting their time. They get surprised. And that will be our condition. Yeah, we not making, when we go there, we will be surprised. Fortunate are those who take the lesson. And when we got some free time, the best way to engage with Allah is through namaz. After that, tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikrullah, dua, etc. So try and make that connection. Fortunate are those people who have that close connection. We were in Jamaat in France, and one Arab brother joined us, and all the time I saw he's making namaz. So I asked one elderly alim who was with us, that I feel ashamed. We like so long in Jamaat, and we carrying on, and we not making namaz, and yet he's a newcomer. So he told me in one word, he said, Nain Shadi. He's just newly married. And a new wedge, a whole day, bed, bathroom, B&B. They just bed and bathroom, bed. But afterwards, then the condition changes. Afterwards, doesn't mean that the love is gone less. The love is just like when now people don't make ghee at home also. But when you used to make ghee, you melt the butter and it on the fire. And it has got josh, it's boiling and it's giving off a sound. And you can hear it. But when the ghee is made, it settles down. So like that, new marriage, josh all the time. But afterwards, when it settles down, now it settles down, it's not gone less. Now the ripeness has come. The maturity in that marriage has come. Maturity in that love has come now. Now it's not shown all the time with a rose or with some kind words or something. Hey, now no more all those things. Now you hardly really embracing now. When you just got married, wherever you got a chance, you're running after one another, grabbing one another, kissing one another. But in old age, you don't say old people do all this. It doesn't mean old people don't love one another. That love of theirs has matured now. And it has settled now. So anyway, so our Ishraq Namaz, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that on one occasion, the Sahaba saw a group of other Sahaba who had gone in the path of Allah. They returned in a very short while and with a huge amount of booty, spoils of war. They were surprised and they expressed their surprise to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that these Sahaba went and in a short while and they earned so much dunya, spoils of war. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam saw my Sahaba's mind is turning towards dunya. So immediately he turned it back to deen again. And he said, must I not show you something more better than that? That a person who makes two rakats of Ishraq Namaz, his reward is more that when the sun rises and all the gold and silver in the world it shines on, more than that is in your two rakats. So two rakats of Ishraq Namaz is though, and just having gold and silver of the world is nothing. Spending it in the path of Allah is valuable. More than that is two rakats of namaz. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that Ishraq namaz is more valuable than Hajj and Umrah. That you get the full sawab of Hajj and Umrah. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam repeated three times, Tam, Tam, Tam. It appears Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam knew my ummah will doubt. They're just two rakats at home. No passport, no hotel bookings, no spending of 50, 100, 200,000 rand for your umrah, nothing, just sitting at home. And you can get the full sawab to stress, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, full sawab you will get. So every day we can take the sawab of Hajj and Umrah. We just have to make our ishraq every day. So we shouldn't be that lazy. If we go and sleep away after Fajr, we were awake at night. But then when we get up, make our ishraq. So we should try and throughout the year also, try and have the ma'mool of our ishraq namaz. And by making our ishraq, Allah fulfills the needs of our day. By reading Yasin Sharif in the morning, Allah fulfills the needs of our day. Our good friend, Sikandar Ibrahim of Lodium, he's still there. He's a civil engineer. And he was the engineer for the madrasa also. The masjid, all this at the beginning, he was our engineer. And he is very, very pabund of his Ishraq Namaz. This is also Allah's system. Allah has shared out qualities amongst the ummah. For example, Salatul Tahiyatul Masjid. We are perhaps weak in that, but the Arabs are very strong. They don't miss out on their Tahiyyatul Masjid. Like that, many qualities. Some communities, Salam is very strong. Other communities, something else. So he is very paaband with his Ishraq Namaz. And he says, I see, when I make my Ishraq, then my whole day's program, my meetings I have, all fall on place. The people are on time. And we have our discussions. My time for Namaz, I find my Namaz with Jamaat. On time, no rushing, nothing. My time for my lunch, everything falls in place. But the day for some reason I have to miss my Ishraq, that day I see the person didn't come for his Ishraq, for his appointment. Or I got caught up in traffic and I couldn't make it on time for the appointment. Things go wrong. Anyway, one time there was a place where a bridge had collapsed here in South Africa, and the top engineers, they called in. They couldn't sort out the problem. Then the board of engineers, they sent their top engineers. They couldn't sort out the problem. Then somebody told him, there is this one engineer also. Let's get his opinion. So they approached him. So he said, no problem, I'll also come and see. When he got there, and he told them first, give me 5 minutes. They said, no problem, 5 minutes. He took out his musalla from his bag, and he put it down, and he started namaz. All those engineers started phoning their top firms. The board of engineers phoned their big board of engineers and said that we asked for an engineer, not a priest. Yeah, this man came and now he's praying here. We didn't ask for a priest, we asked for an engineer. So anyway, he finished, he went, and in half an hour, what they couldn't sort out in 2 months, the top engineers of the world, he sorted. And not he sorted it, Ishraq Namaz. Regular with Ishraq. So if we are regular, we will see that how many problems which we don't know about, Allah Ta'ala sorts them out. So Allah give us tawfiq to be regular with our Ishraq Namaz also. The sawab of Hajj and Umrah complete, more than all the gold and silver in the world spent in the path of Allah, more sawab than that also. And the latitude from the inside, that if you can't manage it at that time, the oval time, read it, you have got about 5-6 hours to read it. Make it later. Allah give us tawfiq. Inshallah, we'll carry on tomorrow.